making her grand return to Lameheart with so much more new music, so much news. So delighted to welcome back. Hello, Band and Beyonce. It's Lyra.
Love her. Love that intro. Loving it.
Glad that you love it. Well, I'm delighted to be talking to you because last time we were on, we had a bit of a chat, but now we have so much more new music, so much to talk about, and you're having a mad arse week.
It is so much fun. I'm literally like loving it. Everyone's like, are you wrecked? I'm like, no, I'm really enjoying this week. It's fantastic. It's album week.
It's album week. Can we actually believe it? She's finally here. She's out in the world. And we're going to be deep diving into it. So in the lead up to this chat today, I did go back and listen to our last chat. So I was like, what were we talking about? What can I learn? What can I bring forward? And it was actually gas because we both had hair masks in. I had a very dodgy peroxide blonde. We talked about Lose My Mind, the Shane Codd remix specifically. And then I learned that you got to hear Rain On Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana early. And I was infinitely jealous. Mm-hmm. And you have no idea how much I bragged about that to people afterwards.
I love that.
I started telling people then I'm only 3 degrees of separation from Gaga if it goes to you, then to Blood Pop, then to the woman herself.
I mean, that's it. We're all cousins now, basically. That's it. We're related.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And we also learned that you're not so fond of Tenora. And so my first question is, have you been allowed back into Cork since then?
Yeah, I think they've just bypassed it and just been like, look, we'll give her a free pass this time, but if you do it again, you're out. Shame.
Grand. Glad to hear that things are going well. And speaking of things going well, we finally have Lyra, the album. It's right here. We have it. You can hold it. You can listen to it. You can hear it live. You can hear it on the radio. What's that like?
It is the scariest thing ever, but it's amazing. Like, I don't think the penny has dropped at all that she's out and about in the world because, I don't know. It's just because I've been waiting for it to happen for so long. I suppose I'm like, is it really there? So maybe in the next couple of days it will sink in she's out. But I'm very proud. I'm proud that I stuck true to myself and I got the album there how I wanted it to sound, how I wanted it to look. And yeah, I just hope people are enjoying it.
Definitely. Loads of people are enjoying it. And it's just you've been working on it for so long. There are so many songs on it. There are the fan favorites like Falling. There's The Edge of 17. There's loads of new songs. We've got singles like Lovers and Drink Me Up and Queen. And then that was 5. So we have 9 more. I'm actually reading it because, you know, I actually have it right here. I don't have to be like, oh, look at Spotify. What's the track list? I was like, no, she's in my hand.
Here she is. I love all the songs, by the way. I think Queen is one of my faves. I'm not going to lie. She's just so sassy and she's just so me. And it was just a great turning point in my life personally. So when I sing it, I just feel great.
How are the Gucci bags and the Prada bags and the Fendi bags doing this week?
So I do have a confession of that, right? I don't have any. I do not have one designer bag at all. Like, most of mine are from the beach in Spain. So I have a Y8L. Yeah, I have one of those. So I don't, but I was like, I don't know if I could put in like your Bershkas, your Pennies and your Zara. I just don't know how international that would go in the charts. So I was like, I better spice her up a bit. So there you go. News to you.
You definitely did spice it up. And you performed that one on the Late Late on release day. So on top of how mad the whole week has been, you had a mad release day, I guess. You had that, you had the Late Late, and then you were signing the next day.
I know, maybe that's why it hasn't like hit me that it's out, because I've been like so on the go and then going to Late Late to perform Queen, and then they're like, and her album's out now. And I think I was just sitting there just like having an outer body experience. I think I was like, what is going on today? And I'm looking back and I'm like, could release day have been any better that I got to perform my favourite song, Queen, on the Late Late Show and have a chat and people get to know me? And I love the positivity. I feel like we're having a turn in social media and people are really embracing the love, which is what I'm about.
Definitely. And how much of, how do I put this? How much of yourself have you seen this week? Because I was at home in Dublin over the weekend and I could not fucking escape you. You were on every second bus I saw. You were on the screens on Henry Street and then on the front of Golden Discs. All of it.
Mortified. I know. Yeah, I'm everywhere. I'm like, oh, yeah. It's mad because, like, I saw a few when I was in Dublin and I was like, oh, my God, it's actually me. And I came down and I've seen one so far. So I'm planning on doing, like, a Lyra tour with my dad so we can see them because, like, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Like, I'll probably, the next time anything to do with a bus and me is probably me looking like the back of a bus, not being on the side of it. So, I mean, I'm going to embrace I'm like, we should call these buses the Juicy Express now. That's it.
You should. Do you know, I actually think a really good TikTok idea would be you should film yourself getting onto a bus with you on the side in full glam and you go up to the driver, say, O'Connell Street, please. And you'd be like, oh, just by the way, do you know you're advertising me there?
Yeah. Yeah, but that doesn't look like you. I'm like, yeah, okay, fair point. Fair point, but let's go with it.
Well, I'd love to see it.
Oh, it's full glam.
And then you should play it on the bus. As I was doing on the bus yesterday, I was listening to the full thing.
Oh my God, yes.
Loving all these new songs. So many that I liked. Of course, there was one that I particularly enjoyed was Chess. I love the really dark vibe, the sort of sly confidence in a way. It sounds sly, but then it's actually full force confidence right in your face.
Yeah, it's a bit of sly and then fly. That's what it's like.
Sly and fly. That's it.
That's the vibe we're going for. I love that one. And I do love that you picked up the dark elements in it because, like, it kind of is a dark undertone story, but I kind of wanted it to be still that kind of anthemic feeling, like that you were rising above it. But obviously, it had to have that kind of, like, you tried to get me down vibes. Mm-hmm. I love her.
She's absolutely great. And there are so many great collaborators on this album because, once again, to flash that I have it in my hand, the great thing about it is I can read up all the little details about everything.
Oh, yeah, you can.
And I was picking up all the names that I could see. There was the likes of Burns, who I mentioned earlier, playing you Rain On Me. There was The Nocturnes, who've worked with Maisie Peters and Sam Ryder, and they had a huge hit around the time that you were last on Lameheart with House On Fire by Mimi Webb.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Daniel Pretty, who's done Shania Twain, Bastille, but to be honest, the pinnacle to me is Lipstick by Jedward. Like,
yeah,
I did some looking up to see what other songs he'd written, and I was like, where is the Jedward here? The national anthem, like.
Where is the Jedward? That is so funny. I love that. I mean, the research is next level, I must say. That is juicy. That is.
Yeah. What was it like getting into the studio with all these people, getting their perspective on things or learning how to work with them in, whether you were doing it on Zoom or whether you're on location in London or in LA or wherever in the world you were?
Well, it was great because, like, me and Dan actually have a great relationship going. Like, you know, I'll send him ideas or, like, he'll send me some track things. And Chess was something that I sat down at home with my iPad and I, like, wrote majority of the song at home and went into Dan and I was like, I feel like you're going to nail the production in this. And then we developed the chorus and I think actually I wrote the chorus in there with Dan. So the rest of the song was written and he really bought his great production style to that song. Amazing. Obviously, working with Burns was fantastic. So the song was written and then Burns produced it. So it was interesting to see how he would approach that song with, like, you know, knowing what the song was about and how he musically would interpret that. I mean, working with them is always going to be mind-blowing, isn't it? They're the Gaga and Ariana kings and queens of the weekend. I'm like, oh my God, love it. And Phil Cook, I wrote a lot of the songs with and me and him are just really good friends. So the likes of Queen, I could really go in there and just, like, be as weird and as wonderful as I wanted to get this song out. And he always understands how I want things to sound. I'm like, this is how I'm feeling for this song. If you could just make that sonically come together. And he just gets it. He's a great guy. I love hanging out with him.
That's great. And he's on a few songs on this album, mm-hmm. not just the one we love, Falling, that we hear at the shows and that we hear on TV all the time.
Yeah.
One that was really nice to hear, definitely going out with a bang, because we were talking last time you were on about how you were you know, doing a bit in the dance scene, how you were getting the remix done. You were like, I'd love to maybe do a dance song kind of from the start at some point. And you did that not too long after. Were you teasing when you had Edge of 17 in your Dropbox?
Yeah, I was just like kind of letting people know that there was a little treat coming, you know, just letting them know that there was a different type of Lyra coming their way, which is always going to be juicy. And I love that song. And it always goes down so well. And I always get such great feedback from it. And this album is about giving people what they want. So I had to put it in. I had to.
You definitely did. One of the stories that I want to bring up that I got from getting to see you live, we'll dig more into the tour in a few minutes. But one little anecdote I wanted to pull out that I definitely, you know, it shows that you have to go to the live shows to get the full thing, because this wasn't on any press release that I got about this album, that you went to a writing camp for David Guetta and the song you wrote was so good that you kept it for yourself. That's a big move, Lyra.
I did. The big, bold, brazen move, but you know me, go bold or go home as well. So I did. I went to David Guetta writing camp. It was very surreal. And I wrote that song Naked. With Corey Sanders and Jamie Hodge, and I just loved it. It was really good fun. Every time I was at home, I'd be dancing around the kitchen, singing along to it. You know, then Edge 17 came out and it's such a great response. I was like, I'm going to bring her back. I'm going to bring Naked back and I'm going to put her on the album. And when I do it live, it goes down so well. I had a whale of a time on stage. So it was one that had to be there.
Well, it's funny that you should say it's about Naked, because I, after my first full listen, I had Naked down as the favourite on a personal level. I was like, I really love the big energy,
wow,
the fierceness of it.
That's cool.
And I don't know, maybe I subliminally remembered hearing it a few months ago at a show, who knows? But I was like, this is the one, this is the one I've been listening to for the past couple of days since it came out. And I was wondering, I was like, this is quite a dancey tune. Is this the one with the David Guetta story?
Yeah, that's her. You nailed it. It is. She's so much fun. She really is. I mean, like, I couldn't go into a David Guetta camp and continue writing about my ex, so it had to be something different. So we universally all get naked at some point in our lives. We're born naked. So I was like, there we go. That's the concept.
Hey, we've all been naked from the very beginning.
Start as a means to go on.
I love the high energy of it, but this album, having a body of work with more songs, has allowed you to sort of do more stripped back songs in a sense, not just the sound wise, but kind of the tone that you're setting. And you opened up a bit more when you had the chance to do so and sort of give us a body of work. Whereas if you have a chance to give one song, you might just be like, no, I want to give them the banger and I want them to dance around the kitchen to it. Whereas now that they're taking the time to really listen to loads more, you know, we're going to be a little bit sad together, like some of the songs towards the later end of the album.
Yeah, and you know what as well, I wanted it to be an album that was a journey for the listener, and like a journey that kind of explained a lot about what I've been through, and let them in a bit more, because like, as you're saying, with singles, you do just want to get that one out that people want to play and play and play and repeat, and the radio want to play it, and you kind of do cater for that. So like, the album was my moment to really let people in and just let them know a little bit more about me. So that's why the ballads are in there. I mean, ballads do terrify me, because Adele and Luis Capaldi have pretty much knocked them out of the park. So doing ballads is a bit daunting, but I was at a point that I wanted to write them. You know, it took me a long time to write. I think it was 6 months after the breakup was the first time that I could actually write about it in ballad style, because obviously once you go into that style, it is a lot more heartbreaking. It is a lot more emotional. But I'm glad I did kind of like dig deep on those ones and I suppose show how hurt I was.
Yeah. And it's always just great to get that sort of honesty out of someone.
Yeah. Well, you know me by now. I literally wear my heart on my sleeve and I'm like, so this is it, this is what it's about, this is what I went through. I'm just very much that type of person. It's kind of important for me for my songwriting, because I feel like if I can't go that deep with myself, then I won't really get the best version of the song out of me. I really won't. So here we are.
You're dead right. And speaking of being honest and wearing your heart on your sleeve, time to talk about the tour, because it had only been about a year-ish since your last tour. And in the meantime, you had played main stage at Electric Picnic. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Freaking pyro and confetti going off.
I know. I nearly was like, I was like dead on arrival when I got told that I was doing main stage. I was like, no, surely. It was the juiciest thing ever. It was so juicy. The stage was so big. It's so much time, like space for bad dancing. It was amazing. The sun beating down on top of me. Like, I was wearing a silver outfit. I was like a Christmas turkey. I was baked inside, but it was fantastic. I loved it. And it's kind of an area where a lot of people would sit around and like they'd be waiting for artists and they'd just like stumble across you. So it's really nice to meet new that would now turn into fans. It's a great experience.
Definitely. And I was delighted to get to catch your Galway show a few months ago.
That was so much fun.
We learned so much about you. Yeah, great leap day.
Oh yeah, you did. I laugh when I think back about the tour because like I'm partial to say anything on stage and sometimes I'm like, why did I say that? Why did I do that? What happened to me? But that's why I always have a little giggle when I talk about tour because I'm like, oh God, people really did get to see the true Lyra there, which is lovely.
That's where we got all the honesty, including you rejecting David Guetta, of all people. That's such a boss-ass move.
Oh, that makes me laugh.
It was an even bigger and better show than we had ever seen, you know, in the space of about a year. More production, more outfits, and most importantly, more use of the word juicy as we learned all the stories and all the songs. I was mad, like.
I know, yeah. I love performing live. It's probably one of my favorite things to do as an artist because you do get to see people and like get to interact with them and you get to thank them for their support. And then you get to put on a show. And like one thing with me is I'll always try and better my last show. Like I'm very much about giving back to the audience member. I know people work really hard to make their money and for them to spend it on tickets for me. I'm making sure that they are getting their money's worth. So, you know, the next time we go on the road again, we'll go up a step. It's always going to be evolving, just like the music. And now that the album's out, I don't have to just tease a few songs. I can actually do the entire album, which is going to be so amazing for me as an artist. And I think for the listeners as well, because now they get to sit at home in the comfort of their own home and like get to know them and then come out on a night out with me and embrace them in the live world.
Yeah, the next year is going to be mad at the shows now that you have an album out. And I'm guessing, quite safely guessing, that you're most excited to have a huge hometown show in the Marquee in Cork on the 16th of June.
Yeah, because you know when I got the email for that, I emailed back and I was like, oh my God, amazing, who am I supporting? And they were like, no, it's your own show. And I was like, what? And they were like, yeah, it's your own show. And I was like, wow. Like, I've been to the Marquee, you know, I've done support at the Marquee. It's just going back there as myself is next level. Like, I've already got two custom-made outfits getting ready. The staging's being planned. Like, I'm going to give them everything. Everything.
Definitely will do. Well, can't wait to see everything that happens at that show and all the shows coming forward. I'm not going to say new music immediately because you've just busted your ass for the guts of a year to get this bad boy out. But it's out now on CD and vinyl. Tickets for the Marquee are on sale. You can go catch Lyra.
Everything.
And we're not going to leave it 2 years next time.
Oh no, I've already started working on album two. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, and we'll get you on for a chat sometime before 2026.
Yeah, and maybe next time we can do it over cocktails and have a good old chat.
Okay, well, quick question. I don't have much experience of Cork nightlife, so where would you take me for this, Lyra?
Okay, let me think. What vibe would we be in and where would we want to go? I think we definitely have to start in the High B Bar and have a Guinness. You just have to. It's just such a lovely little oldie pub and you're not allowed to use your phone in there. So that's tradition. I love that. And then I think we'd go on to, I always call it The Chemist. It has changed name since it was The Chemist, but I call it The Chemist. It was called Arthur Main. So, and upstairs they have a small little room that does cocktails and it's, the cocktails are strong. So that's where we would go. for the remainder of the night because we won't be able to leave there. Our legs will be like jelly.
Well, that's amazing. Can't wait for the night out, and you might write a new song about the next episode.
I will. Don't you worry.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Lara, for coming back to Lameheart. Can't wait to see what you do for the rest of the year, and see you in Cork, I guess, if I don't see you at a gig.
Yes, you will for sure. Thanks for having me again, Lara. It was great to chat, for sure.